Blog Talk Radio.
Network. Yes, we are going live streaming on the Native Broadcast Network on the Blog Talk Radio. Our opening sounds were brought to you by the courtesy of Mr. DJ Ira. He's a local DJ here in our parts of the Midwest of the United States. You can find him on the Facebook. He'd be happy to DJ in one of your events. So give him a call or find him on the Facebook, DJ Ira. But before we go in and bring our guest on, I want to tell you something that we did this past weekend. It was really exciting. It was really fun. We got to live stream a powwow. I don't know if you know what a powwow is, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a Native American gathering where different cultures of American Indian tribes come and we all get together, we dance, and we enjoy music together. And it was just a great event. Matter of fact, you can go to livestream.com and look up the Native Guy Broadcast or the Native Broadcast Network. Search that in that search engine on livestream.com and look for the Lawrence High Powwow because it's right there. And you can even stream it and you can tell us what you think. If you've never seen a powwow, though, here's the opportunity because that was the first time a powwow, a high school powwow at least, has been streamed live. So that was a pretty neat thing for us to do. And the Native Guy, yeah, me, that's me, the Native Guy. We was happy to stream that event because it was just a wonderful time, wonderful things, a lot of great things that went on there. And like I say, go to livestream.com. You'll enjoy it. Look up Native Guy, Native Broadcast Network. Look for the Lawrence High School powwow. Here's my invitation to you to tell us how we did. Tell us what you thought. Tell us what you didn't like. It's an opportunity to us to grow, become better, because we're going to do another event live again. We're going to stream Round Dance coming up here in the Northwest, in the Midwest again, up on the reservation here just up the road. It's going to be a great time, and we'll have that up later on. But if you want to give us some feedback, it's someguytalkingstuff@yahoo.com. Tell us what you think about that live stream. We'd be happy to have your input. It's always helped us to make improvements. So as we move right along here, I'm a happy to have our guest on today. Yes, I am really, really inspired by some of the things that I've seen and read on his website and some of the things that I've researched. And ladies and gentlemen, maybe you don't know what a life coach is, or maybe you're looking for something in your life to help you get over that hump. We all need something to help us get over that hump, and we want to be inspired to help and do others to help us to get over that. And maybe we want to make changes in our lives or be happier in our relationships or personal growth in our careers. You'll want to pay attention close to our next guest because we've got some great information. As a matter of fact, we want to share this. Just listen a minute here and we'll play this. This will get you informed for what our next guest is about to bring us.
Lack of confidence, low self-esteem. Fears and phobias hold us back from enjoying and living the life we really want. Would you like to be more confident? Break the habits that are holding you back from achieving what you want in life or in business? Would you like to overcome a fear or phobia? Lose weight and say goodbye to yo-yo dieting? Do you want to stop smoking? Inspirational coach and hypnotherapist Steve Twynham can help you move in a positive direction. Known as the Happy Coach, Steve has helped thousands of people make a positive change to their lives. For more information, visit stevetwynham.com. Be happy. Be inspired. Live the life you really want.
And that just segues us straight into our next guest, who we're happy to bring on and talk to for the next about 25, 30 minutes. And, you know, it's he's joining us from across the ocean, which is a great thing. And the wonderful thing about the internet, it allows us to learn about different ones from different areas of the world. And, you know, Mr. Twynham is one of the persons I've met through the blog talk radio, listened to the episodes, been inspired because of his catchy tune of Be Happy, Be Inspired. No doubt all of us want to be happy and be inspired. And as we listen to that podcast there from Mr. Steve Twynham on his own website there, you know, Steve's dedicated to helping others achieve empowerment and fulfillment in their lives. And after starting his early career in business, Steve qualified as a counselor and a life coach in the 1990s. You know, after working with clients as a personal and professional coach for many years, a move into hypnotherapy, we'll even ask him what that is, was a natural progression for Steve, enabling him to offer another level of support to help him to help people make a positive change to their life. His relaxed, calming approach is both reassuring and engaging. He also presents Be Happy, Be Inspired on Blog Talk Radio and Inspire on Vail Radio. Steve's special interests are weight loss, sports-focused mindset, overcoming fears, phobias, anxiety, and motivation. And ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to bring you Steve Twynham. How are you doing today? Good evening to you, sir.
I'm great, Russell. In fact, I'm better than great. You could say I'm brilliant. Thanks for inviting me on. It's a pleasure.
Oh, we're so happy to have you on. And where are you calling us in from today, Mr. Twynham?
Well, I'm calling in from York in the UK, which is in the north of England. It's a glorious night. I'm out and about as well tonight because we're enjoying a fun night in a pub quiz as well tonight to raise money for great causes as well. So it's a pleasure to be with you tonight, Russell.
Oh, and I'm so happy that you join us. You know, Mr. Twynham, I've got to listen to some of your inspirational podcasts and blogcasts, but I've also got to read some of your material on your website, and there's some things that I found really inspiring. And let's get to learn a little bit more about you. How did you come into what you are doing now today, and especially as a radio host in that busy world and what you do in York, England? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, the radio host is really interesting. But really, if I go back in time, really, I've always been passionate about helping people and helping people grow. And after one or two things in my life, I ended up working in sales and running sales teams. But I was one of those crazy salesmen that was never really interested in grabbing the order. I was more interested in watching people grow and develop. And really building teams and helping other people fulfill their dreams, because ultimately by helping them be successful, then I became successful as well. I spent about 20 or 30 years probably in that industry, but was really all the time passionate about personal development and learning new things and developing myself. And things progressed, and then I became, I moved into to be a professional coach. And there's lots of professional coaches out there. And it was like one day I was talking to a few people who I'd helped at that time. And they used the phrase about, you know, you've helped me really be happy. You've helped me be inspired. And I became known over here in the UK as the happy coach, because, you know, we all deserve to be happy. You know, that's what life's all about, being happy, being inspired. And as I call it, really, living the life that you really want to live. And that's where I started to focus my attention on really helping people achieve that, helping them move in the direction that they really want to go, and supporting them through that process, really. And that's where I'm at now, and that's what my life's all about.
Well, that's really neat. It's really an interesting, because like I say, I listened to some of the podcasts that you have and the different episodes you've done on Blog Talk Radio, and I've listened to the inspirational message that you get, and you know, the theme is be happy and be inspired, and that's the idea, because like you brought out, we're all looking, it doesn't matter what part of the world we're living in, we're all going through these same issues of life. We all want to better ourselves, correct? And is this what life coaching is all about? Is that right?
Well, yeah, it is. It's I mean, many moons ago now, I remember reading a book that actually made a significant impact on me, and it's a strange title, and it's the title of the book was called From Misery to Meaning in Midlife. And I can remember getting to something about page 9 in that book, and it said that 95% of people live their life like reading a book. Only 5% of people actually write their own book. And at that time in my life, I was actually writing somebody else's book, and I was living to somebody else's tune at that point, and it had such an impact on me. I couldn't get past page 9. And that bit really had a major impact and then sort of changed my life, and I started to move in a really different direction in my life. And now when I work with people, because we talk about being happy, and I'll just touch on that for a moment, because when you say to people, what is happiness, there's two definitions of happiness that spring to mind. And the first one that people come back to me with is like, buying the new car, the new job, the new dress, the new bag. But that's more pleasure than happiness, and that doesn't really last. You know, how many times have you bought something new and it's been a nice experience, it's very pleasurable, but it wears off. And the second definition of happiness is, for me, is living a life of meaning and purpose. And once we get on that track and feel that we're living a life of meaning and purpose and we're making a real difference in the world, then that's when, for me, true happiness stems in. And if I, you know, I say to people, you know, if you strip back, if you couldn't actually say, if I asked you, who are you, and you couldn't say, I'm the person that has this, or I'm the person that does this, who is the real you? What are you all about? And it really makes people think about their life and just where they want to go and what they want to do. And sometimes people say to me, you know, I know you, Steve, you're the guy that motivates people. And I go, really, really thank you for that. But that's not really what I do. I'd really like to flick that a little bit and talk about inspiration, because motivation is great. And we've all been on the rah-rah days, especially in business, and you've been at a conference and you come out of the conference and you're flying high for 24, 48 hours. Then the middle of the week, you're back down again. So you need another rah-rah session to get you back up. From inspiration, for me, is something that you feel on the inside. It's something that resonates with you, and it's something that keeps you moving in the direction that you want to go. And for me, there's a big difference, Russell. And I think when I work with people, I really want them to take ownership of that and feel empowered about that and really feel inspired about what they do.
And that's important, you know, because life coaches, that's one of the things that you really like to do probably in your work when you're coaching people, is being able to recognize and achieve their skills and their dreams, because sometimes we just need that extra push, right? And that's what the main goal is, and success of what you do. Is that correct?
Yeah, very much so. You know, people often say, you know, why do I need a coach? Well, the interesting thing in life is very often we, you know, if we sat down and did a bit of a straw poll tonight with some of your listeners, they probably know what to do. They probably know the actions they should take. But the big difference is they're not taking them. They know what to do, but they're not taking them. Yeah. And working with a coach can just help them stay on track, stay focused, and take those actions. I mean, a good friend of mine uses a wonderful phrase, and he says, knowing something at an intellectual level is not enough. It's what you do with what you know that makes the difference. And there's lots of people out there that know, but there's not so many people that do. And I just help people for do the do, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, because, like I say, there's some things that I learned, and if you don't mind, I'm going to play a little segment of this part on your website, because I thought that this was really inspirational. It really caught my attention. I'm gonna listen in for a little bit, and maybe those who are listening in, maybe they got some of the inspiration that I've got. So one moment.
Hi, and a big thank you for choosing to listen to this audio. This audio is part of the Be Happy, Be Inspired program, designed to help you make the change you want to be, the change you want to see. Although we may have not had the opportunity to meet personally, I believe that we both have one thing in common. That one thing being the belief and desire to make a positive change and live the life we really want to live. Life throws us many challenges. How we manage and deal with those challenges affects our future. You know, I'm not a guru. I'm not going to tell you how to change your life in 7 days or lose 14 pounds in 14 days. I'm the person who has faced the life challenges of health, lack of financial abundance, and faced the limiting beliefs that held me back from enjoying life to the full. Passionate about personal development, the one thing that I came to realize is the important thing is to be happy.
And that was the key right there, the important thing of all that statement in that first minute, Mr. Twineham. And that's what we're all looking for in the life coaching, is that, and that's the key to what you're building, correct, and all the people who come visit you, because it's that's the one thing that really grabbed my attention, is that work and what you said. You're not a guru, but we're all looking for that help, and we can't reiterate that, you know, just not repeating ourselves. And very inspirational.
Yes. Yeah, you know, be happy, you know, live your passion. As you know, it's an interesting clip that you played there, Russell, because, you know, people sometimes think that because, you know, I do what I do, that life is rosy all the time. And I've had some major challenges in my life. I've had challenges where, you know, in the past, I had a business, and a number of businesses owed my money, and they'd gone bust on me. I had to overcome that and go forth again. Even going back when I was 18 years of old, I played football here in the UK and wasn't offered an extension to my professional contract. And at that point in my life, I thought the world was over. That's all I knew. But again, you pick yourself up and you move forward, and people come into your life. And I'm a firm believer in that you create your own reality. And you asked me early in the intro about how I got involved in radio. That was interesting, because I did radio when I was in my 20s, and various things cropped up in my life, and I had to stop that, went in a different direction. And then I was sat one day at home, and my goal is to positively influence 1 million people's lives. And I sat there and I thought, Steve, this is going to take you a long time to do this, doing your one-to-ones and your workshops. I went and made a cup of tea, and literally 10 minutes later, into my inbox came an email from Blog Talk Radio. I haven't got a clue where it, you know, but it came in.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer in this. These things happen. Things developed. Blog Talk Radio has gone on, and 20-odd thousand listeners a month now listen to Be Happy, Be Inspired.
Wow.
And then here in the UK, somebody I knew here in the UK had listened to the things I was doing on Blog Talk Radio. He came to me and said, would you do me a program on Vale Radio called Inspire? So I now do that on a Sunday here in the UK. Vale Radio are now around 20,000 listeners again, regular listeners. And that just stemmed from me putting something out and asking for help, and the people come into your life. As long as you're open to it, just put the message out there. And, you know, I look back in my life, and, yes, some of the things I've created in my life, it's no good blaming others, because it's the funny situation that is, wherever I was, whatever situation I was in, guess what? I was there. I was part of it. So it's no good blaming somebody else for things that happen. It's taking personal responsibility and making that decision to actually do something about it. And people talk about the law of attraction, and I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction, but the six letters at the end of attraction spell action. You have to do something when the opportunity arises. And that's what I do. I just help people see that, Russell, and move forward.
And that's the key, you know, because a lot of people don't understand what a life coach does, but that's some of the things that you bring out on your website, and you ask, are you ready to make a change? And that's the personal question. Is that one of the first questions that you ask a person when they come visit you? Are you ready
yes,
to make this change?
Very much so, Ruth, because if people are not ready to make the change, people talk about it a lot but don't want to do, as I said earlier. If you're not ready to make the change, guess what? It's just not going to happen. And I'd rather walk away from that, because if you're not ready to make that change, park it. But I often, when I do a talk to people here in the UK, and I use that 95% to 5% that I talked about earlier, but I don't know in that room the 5% that will actually make that change. And what I say in the talk, that when I'm talking to people about that, I'll say, look, you know, if you're not ready to make that change, and I use a phrase called the pity pot. I say, if you're okay to sit on your own pity pot and just blame others for situations, that is okay. Be happy being there, because that's where you're at. But please don't drag anybody else down onto that pity pot with you who want to make a change. Don't steal anybody's dream. You're happy where you are. Let people move forward. And then from that evening, there'll be people that walk out of that door that night and will make a change. There'll be some people that are not ready yet, or the timing's not right, or they may come back later. That's how life is. When the timing is right, when the timing is right, the right people show into your life. It happens. It's happened to me, and I'm sure it happens, and maybe it happened to you as well, Russell. It happens to many people. But you have to be ready to see the opportunity and grasp that. There are people out there that will help you, very much so. I had the pleasure yesterday of playing out an interview with somebody I interviewed some time ago who made a dramatic change in his life, and I found his story inspiring, and his story actually helped me as well to learn some new things about life. And that's it. Nobody knows all the answers. Go and work with some people that can help you. There are people out there to do it.
I certainly believe that, Steve, because I got onto your blog and I read Imagine It and Create It, and that blog really, what you just said, and I'm going to read this last part of it, because that's the key thing that you've been saying, and I really believe this. It says, what would you like to create in your life? Imagine it, create it. Ask the universe for help. And here's the key that I got. If you have the desire and passion, the right people will come into your life and help you make your dream become a reality. That's exactly what you've been saying with when you got into Blog Talk Radio and doing these interviews and different shows to help people be inspired in your life coaching. And like I say, your reach is worldwide as you're reaching me here. I'm in the Midwest of the United States, in the state of Kansas, and I'm getting inspiration from what you do. And that's the reach and so great. So what else can we learn about what you do? Because you also do hypnotherapy. Tell us a little bit about that. What does that consist of?
Say that one again, Russell. I didn't quite catch that.
Hypnotherapy?
Oh, hypnotherapy. Yes. I help people through hypnotherapy overcome their fears and phobias. I do a lot around weight loss, because it's all about changing habits and it's about changing mindset. And through the hypnotherapy, you actually really talk to the subconscious. You bypass the conscious mind and start talking to the subconscious. And I'll give you an example. Recently, I worked with a young lady came to me, and her words to me were, "Can you stop eating? Can you stop me eating?" And I went, "I'd rather not do that, actually. Just tell me more." And basically, it came to emotional eating. So then we worked through that, what was causing the emotional eating. And through hypnotherapy, we really tapped into that. And I gave her what we call some anchors, and I asked her just to rub the palm of her left hand every time she felt that she needed something to eat, and just what was it all about. And that just paused her for a moment to realize, do I need to eat something, or is this an emotion and I'm stressful or anger I'm feeling? We then dealt with the stress and the anger that went on, and she changed some patterns. And I deliberately met her at a coffee shop over here in the UK because I knew she liked the triple chocolate muffins. And as we were walking in, I noticed her just rubbing the palm of her left hand. And I said, "How's things?" And she went, "I'm just asking myself, do I really need this chocolate muffin?" And the answer was, no, she didn't. It was just something that she felt might be nice to do. And we just changed her life through just a couple of sessions through hypnotherapy. I've just recently helped somebody overcome a fear of flying. They were going on a long-haul flight to Mumbai and really were frightened to death of flying. After three sessions, they were on the plane and enjoyed a fantastic time in Mumbai. And I also help people with, in sport in particular, because there's a wonderful word in sport where people say it's all about focus. Well, Russell, you know, we're always focused. The question is, are we focused on the right thing? And if I use analogy of a soccer team going out here, the players are walking out to play the game. My question is, what are you focused on? Are you focused on the night that you've had before? Are you focused on making a bad pass? Are you focused on making and doing the best that you possibly can? Because you're focused, but let's get the focus on the right thing. So, again, through coaching and through hypnotherapy, that helps with the mindset and helps people make those changes and really start, you know, to get rid of what I call, we call it unwanted behaviors, really, you know. It can be all sorts. We may have a habit of biting our nails, but what's the reason we're doing that? There's an underlying thing in there that we're doing that's causing that. And through the hypnotherapy, we get to that. And people get slightly confused about hypnotherapy. They feel that they're not in control. Under hypnosis, the client is always in control. The hypnotherapist can never, ever make somebody do something that they don't want to do. And people get confused about that when they see some stage hypnosis and they have people running around the stages doing funny things. The people are into doing that. They want to do that. That's why they're on stage. In clinical hypnosis, we don't do that kind of thing. So you're always in control. And it's just a great therapy, and it's a great addition to coaching as well to help people make the change they want to make.
And so that is some great stuff that we've been learning. Mr. Twine, we're about to run out of time. It's just so great that we've been having you on our show. Like I say, you really got some inspirational stuff on your website, and if people go and listen to you, I'll let you do that. Where can people learn more and actually come find out a little bit more about you? Because your reach, like I say, isn't just in the United Kingdom. You're reaching us here in the United States and possibly all over the world. So where can we find you at?
You can find me at all the W's, www.stevetwineham.com. The website's on there, and take a look. Things on there you can look at. There's some free stuff on there that you can download. If you want to listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, then normally on Wednesday nights, I'm there between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock British summertime time. If you want to join me on Vail Radio, that's, again, on a Sunday here in the UK, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. on a Sunday. And I also do a program on a weekend, 10 till 1 on a Saturday, if you want to tune into that as well. So you can find me there, Russell.
All right. Well, we do thank you for joining us today and taking a little bit of time out of your busy schedule. We do hope you, your listeners and those will come in and listen to our podcast as well and hopefully enjoy this great episode that we had with you. And we'd love to have you back on again and just learn a little bit more about this, because it really sounds like some great stuff.
Yeah, it'd be a pleasure, Russell, anytime, and a big thank you, and have a wonderful week.
You too as well. We thank you, and we're going to let you go. Have a good evening.
Yeah, same to you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. And ladies... Thank you.
thank you for joining us on the Native Guy Broadcasting.
Not wise, but better with you.
And y'all have a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening.